Track 3.55.
And are you that meticulous about what you eat?
I am. I weigh and measure everything I eat and almost never eat out. I eat about maybe, instead of like two or three like big meals for a day, I eat maybe like 10 smaller meals. Kind of staves off hunger that way. This is what I actually usually eat first meal of the day. Probably about 170 calories. So this first thing I'm going to do is this kale and shallot mixture I kind of made myself. It's put in a food blender and I weigh out 55 grams. That will be 30 calories.
And you do this every morning?
I do, right, first thing, and then every time I eat. Which sounds pretty onerous, but actually isn't so bad.
And you're getting, I assume, mostly carbohydrates from this?
I'm going to add olive oil here, so in fact it's going to be about 50% fats.
So what else do you have with this?
Okay, well, let me finish measuring out the kale here first. I have to measure it to the gram. There we have it. That's about 30 calories. And then I have sprouted oats, 16 grams. So that's about 70. Then this tomato paste here, 33 grams of that. And we're almost done then. There we go. And then finally, add some olive oil. It's 9.2. Now oils, you have to measure to the tenth of a gram to be that accurate. Mm-hmm. And we're there.
Can I taste it?
If you like to, yes.
I have to say, it doesn't look hugely appetizing.
I can understand it perfectly, yeah. It's the easiest spirit.
Here goes.
It's very colorful anyway.
It's actually not that bad.
No. The oil is, so the pepper in it, so it gives it more flavour, more of the flavour you might think.
Not so sure about so much tomato in my breakfast like
this. Okay, it's one of my favourite things.
But you know, really not as dreadful as I'd expected.
Oh, okay. Surprised you. I try and actually have a kind of window of eating from about 8 till 5 in the afternoon. So maybe like 8 or 9 hours, and then I don't eat outside of that.
Ever go to a restaurant for lunch?
Not very often, maybe a few times a year.
And how do you cope with that?
Like socially? Well, I either take some nuts, which I've weighed beforehand, maybe 200 calories of that, or I drink some water or tea around there. There's always some fluid there you can drink. So it's not as bad as it might sound.
As well as his extreme diet, Martin Knight lives a zen-like, stress-free existence in California. He practices yoga, goes jogging, and lifts weights in his garden. And he says extending his life isn't his primary concern.
For me, it's more about quality of life, like here and now, the daily. I don't really think about the abstractions of living longer, though that might happen.
You're 49 now. Yeah. How do you feel?
I feel really good. I feel as good as I did 10, 20 years ago. You're feeling different.
Do you feel better in a sense since your diet has changed?
In some ways, actually, I do. I have a steadier energy level throughout the day. When before, I maybe kind of dipped in the afternoon. You know, it's more of a steadier level. And I think you more kind of have a higher alertness too. When you have a little bit of hunger in the background, then you're more aware, more alive.